There's one thing that causes me to reflect on the creation of the sub-council, faculty sub-council of the Board of Regents, which occurred, I think, during my tenure. I had not a great deal to do with it. As I remember, the art guy, you knew him and I did too, at Austin Peay, was really the steamroller behind that. There were many on each campus that were interested, but that was quite a breakthrough. And like everything, it's not, you know, it wasn't a panacea, because one thing about creation of something like that is, in some ways, within the hierarchy, there's an ability to exercise maybe a bit of more control than otherwise, because I suppose you still meet at the Board of Regents, and your major source of information is from the academic head officer, I'm presuming, like it was then, there is that opportunity for that person, for him or her, to interject or attempt to interject some degree of control. So it's like everything else, so much depends on the independent nature of the people that make up the group. And
you want to tell him how our TBR
The way we do now is, it is we actually have a TBR representative that is a past president. So they serve for 3 years, and it's Larry Burris is our current one, and he rotates off, and we take the next past president, which will be Alfred Lutz. He was our current past president, and now he will serve for 3 years. And so it's actually now not the responsibility of the standing president, but a past president, and it rotates.